ABC Radio Australia.
Pacific representatives for the Red Cross are calling on the international community to bring Pacific knowledge into the fold of disaster management. It comes as, for the first time, Pacific representatives have been invited to an annual meeting on disaster risk reduction. Mackenzie Smith with this report.
With climate change an existential threat for the Pacific, the region's security was a critical part of last week's Asia-Pacific Ministerial Conference on Disaster Risk Reduction in Brisbane. Despite the Pacific being on the front lines of climate disasters, it's the first time the region's representatives have been invited to the annual meeting. Head of International Technical Services at the Australian Red Cross, Veronica Bell, says that's reflected in Pacific knowledge being absent from global approaches to disasters.
Climate change is having a significant impact on both the frequency and magnitude of the disasters that we're seeing, and that Pacific Islanders need to be involved in the discussions around the solutions.
Bell says one major solution is directing more funding toward disaster preparedness.
Over 90% of current disaster aid is invested in responding to disasters after they've occurred. So there's been a lot of discussion this week about how we need to tip that balance and start investing more upfront, supporting people to prepare for disasters, acting before they happen, and moving financing to that end of the scale.
The Pacific Disaster Risk Management Coordinator for the International Federation of Red Cross, Lemao Motusanga Afamasanga, says that work might include rolling out household plans across the region.
Preparedness is having a household plan, having a very articulated household plan that every person in a household is aware of what to do when there is a fire, when there is an earthquake, or when there is a tsunami warning, and understanding also that the science behind these warnings and being able to translate those into action.
She says one of the biggest difficulties is communicating complex threat systems to people so they know what to do in a disaster. Motusanga Afamasanga says investing in disaster preparedness could have a huge impact on how we think about threats facing the region.
We can then amplify the Pacific voices and say, look, we are no longer the most prone or the most unpopular when it comes to disaster risk reduction or disaster response. We are also the most resilient region in the world.
Motusanga Afamasanga is hoping aid partners will not only support the Pacific, but also learn from them in disaster risk reduction globally.
We are coming from a best practice and many, many lessons learned in the past decades. So it's not just us asking them to pay attention to us, but actually coming to the table with something very practical and very from experience-oriented, factual experience-oriented, to the global table.
JB Victorino from the Palau Red Cross Society says funding for disaster preparedness should also be going towards shelters and other infrastructure in at-risk communities.
All together, so that we can be more prepared before the big disaster strikes, a big typhoon or whatever, so that after, it doesn't leave a huge amount of work for us, like recovery work. So I want that to be our aim.
He says the onus is also on aid partners like Australia to prioritise these efforts. Last week, the Australian government announced $9 million in funding for the UN Office of Disaster Risk Reduction, highlighting the risk Pacific nations face. But the Australian Red Cross is also calling on the government to improve access to study and work visas for Pacific nations to soften the blow of climate displacement.
That was Mackenzie Smith with that report.